I told Jesus it would be all right if he changed my name.
Morningstar Baptist Church solemnly stands just a few miles outside of the hustle and bustle of the Mobile and Bowie in downtown Hattiesburg. This Freedom Summer School fight may be just off the beaten path, but the impact it had on students who attended class in 1964 was profound nonetheless. Cheryl Outlaw shares with us what she took away from the experience.
My name is Cheryl Moore Outlaw, and I'm a member of the Morningstar Baptist Church, and I attended Freedom School at the Morningstar Baptist Church when I was about 8 years old. And I remember the first time that I got close to a white person, and they were freedom riders. They were Larry and David. And we witnessed the burning of the cross at Grace Love Elementary School. Now, Larry and David were going over to the other side of town, and on the way back to where we were, two men jumped out of their truck with crowbars and beat them. I remember so well because we were at the church at the time. And they took them to a place behind the church, which was Mama Jones's house, and the ambulance never came. During Freedom School, this is what we did. The adults was upstairs and the children were downstairs, and they were teaching the adults how to register to vote. And we would be in Freedom School, and the men, the deacon of the church, would have to be outside to make sure that nobody came from across the tracks. But we were so happy. My family, my neighborhood, my community, my schools, we were so happy. Because I think that adults, the teachers, the preachers, the parents, the neighbors, the community, they made us feel like that. They didn't let us get in harm's way. They protected us. We were always protected. Like I said, we would play. We didn't lock our doors. They made us feel that way. They did not want us to. And like I said, when we found out what was really going on was during Freedom School, when they sat us down and taught us and told us that was going on.
I told Jesus it would be all.